fuck you, I like the new intro.
Yeah, it's pretty damn expensive.
It's cost a fucking fortune
I wouldn't chip in.
Philip Glass.
I feel. Yeah, Philip Glass did it, actually.
Sent that. Did you ever go to that website, Fiverr.com? Did you ever see that?
Never heard of it.
Fiverr with two R's, right? And there's literally hundreds of thousands of people who will do anything for a fiver. I swear to God, right?
But you can't meet them in person, can
you?
No. It's like
so,
that show. It's like that show, The Ward. I'll do anything to get on.
Yeah. I'll do anything to be on telly, yeah. We'll eat 7 8 packets
of
crisps.
How long is this going to be? I feel very deathy tonight.
You feel deathy?
Yeah, very
An deathy. Hour.
Your face has gotten, just in the light, the way we're sitting here now, it's very luxuriant.
My face is very luxuriant.
No, your face is very...
That's because I'm 16 minutes over being 33.
It's very good,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what time I was born at. I could still be.
This is with the moment he's finally grown into his face.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've developed.
As a man, or...
As a kind of a hot being.
As a hot... yes. As like a...
Yeah. A hot piece of ass.
An idol. A worship...
Yeah, there's something
idol.
Going on. I feel a bit, you know, something going on tonight.
All right, it's Enemy Radio's episode, 16, is that what I said?
Yes,
back in the Thomas House again.
We are here, yeah.
We're here with Andy Kelleher.
Guest this week.
Guest Biatches.
Yeah.
Andy is an actor. A thespian.
We're fans as well as knowing the guy, you know?
Absolutely.
We like his work.
We get to see him die soon.
We do, we get to see him.
I've read the books, fuck off.
Well, if you've read the books.
I don't do spoilers, fuck
if
spoilers.
If you've read the books and you know the character name.
Yeah.
You're not stepping on anybody.
No.
Even though Andy's just, I see he's leaving. He's gone.
He's gone, he's
goodbye.
Left.
Goodbye, Andy.
See you later.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I've read the books. I'm not holding back for anything.
I don't want fucking HBO lynching me.
They won't. It's fucking established canon that this you guy, fucking die.
You know, we can't put this guy's
I'll put it in the show
career
notes.
Career at risk.
I'll put it in the show notes that you're like, a big fucking... You're a baddie anyway. You have to fucking die. he's not admitting
not
it, so it's just me and you
not
talking.
Necessarily, not necessarily.
It's just me and you talking. Joffrey dies next.
Not necessarily.
You really are the one of the
Joffrey is
man.
Fucking
it's
dead.
It's fucking Game of Thrones.
Everyone's dead.
The characters people love die all the time, and the ones
we have
people
to
hate
establish
fucking
that
have longevity,
this...
so...
But that doesn't... I figured out the fucking... The methodology behind Game of Thrones, and that is if somebody loves in general, then they're dead.
Well, that's anything.
That's the way it works.
And that's general life.
Mm-hmm. You're going to die.
Do you ever see the? Oh, me too. But that's what I might live a little longer.
Him sooner.
Here's my key to living a little longer.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my key?
No.
Never smile in a photograph.
Never smile.
Never.
In case your soul gets.
Is that why black people age much better than fucking?
Because they never
people.
Smile.
They never smile.
Yeah, you don't use the muscles on the face. Mm. You know, you stay stum. You stay kind of.
And that. Yeah. But how many years are you talking about that?
I don't know. It could be just 1.4 years. It could be because I'm so ill. But what I'm doing is I'm not smiling in pictures, so I don't let the
no
devil
one's taking your picture
in. I don't let the devil in. Do you know what I mean?
I knew a fella in Detroit. His name was Ali, and he wouldn't let you take his photo.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting to that stage almost myself.
Was it because he thought you'd
steal his soul? He thought that the photographs stole your soul.
That goes way back, you know.
Yeah,
I'm into that. I think
he was a bit Caribbean or something. This chap, you know.
I used to not let people take my photo. You know.
That's why nobody knows he was
here. Especially
exactly,
especially at stuff like weddings. Where you're supposed
I don't
to
go to the weddings.
That's why you only do radio.
I don't go. Yeah, I don't, well, clearly, you know why I only do radio.
By choice. I say no to tell you all
no,
the time.
No, just don't smile. Just don't smile.
Just don't smile.
Yeah. Let the spirits in.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like bollocks to me.
So we need to just grill Andy. We need to really give him a hard time.
Well, you're the one who made the notes.
What notes? I don't run off
You've
notes.
Got a notebook in front of you. This is the first. Yeah. Do you know what? The first couple of shows I ever done, I had notes. I have a notepad that I bought.
But I don't have notes.
Specifically for this.
I don't know why you put me in that position saying that I have notes, because I don't have notes.
Okay, well, read some of your non-notes.
I don't have any. I was just going to ask Andy a few off-the-cuff things. Like
a few off-the-cuff.
I don't run on notes. I don't roll like that.
You spelled cuff wrong.
Oh, cuff is written here. Yeah.
It's not with a PH.
Cuff doesn't. All I've written is
and
Andy.
And it doesn't have a six.
All I've written is Andy ? And then.
Where's my fun?
And cricket chat. What's that? What's cricket
chat?
Oh, cricket chat.
Cricket
chat. We're not doing that. That's another thing we're going to do.
Cricket
chat. We're not doing
are we
that.
Talking about, are we talking about the sport?
Yeah, well, why did you tell me to write that down there?
I didn't. Cricket I don't know you had any notes. Look at your pen, even. Your pen's like one of those.
Do you like cricket, dude?
Like the things you buy in Spain that go around your neck and has a little lanyard attached
to it. I don't
know. That's amazing. Where'd you get that?
Somebody got it for me as a gift.
See, little gift.
Pens. Oh, Barcelona.
Yeah.
1986.
We were just talking about Barcelona.
I know, yeah. I've never been to Barcelona.
It's a fucking amazing
city. Yeah, it's great.
But do you love Barcelona?
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're into the football end of it as well, right?
I like a bit of football. Yeah.
Bit of Barcelona football.
I like the city, you know. I like the city.
No, it's a great city. I thought New York was the coolest city in the world until I went to Barcelona.
No, New York's a fucking nightmare.
Them's high words.
I like New York.
It's grand the first time you go there. You kind of get lost in New York and you're like, oh my God, New York.
Yeah.
Then the second or third time you go, fuck this place.
I've never been there.
I'd recommend it.
I heard it's full of Americans. So
it's full of New Yorkers and tourists.
I'm not into that. Either of those people.
Yeah.
Peoples.
Your own people.
It's full of streets named after numbers.
Yeah.
No, I can't deal with that.
It has a Joey Ramone place, though, which I went to.
Did you go there? Yeah. What did you do when you were there?
I just looked at it. I looked at a sign that said Joey Ramone.
He listened to the Ramones on his headphones.
Yeah.
Crying.
That was nice.
Had a little whinge.
Yeah, I'm sure you did,
yeah.
With all the other hair
I think this is going to be the last show that we ever record. Not necessarily in TH, but at night.
I'm available to do it. It's not at night.
Because we've got a couple of guests lined up for the next couple of weeks, and I told them all Sunday afternoons.
Oh, good. I think it's very important that Andy's pretty much the first guest we have.
Yeah.
And I think it's an honor for him.
Let's not discount Stephen. Stephen was here last week.
He was more of a kind of a... Well, I can't think of the word.
Well, he generally just gave you a bollocking.
Impromptu. Yeah.
It was more kind of an accompaniment. He wasn't really a guest. He was just... Yeah. He was part of the panel.
Yeah.
He was like the timpani.
Of ourselves.
Yeah, he was like the timpani.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Well, I wanted to ask Andy a few things.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. The first thing I'll end up on is we'll go straight into the Game of Thrones thing, because I know he's done more than Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I suppose Game of Thrones will be the international face of Andy.
It's a big one. It's what's going to make him a star, you
did
know?
How did you do that? Did you see like a casting call or an audition slot?
I had an agent.
You just went up.
And
armor on.
They were. Yeah.
He went back in time.
I brought me own armor. Yeah.
Here we go.
Fucking few dustbin lids and fucking punched holes and cardboard
Savage.
Boxes. My agent rang me. It was season one had been and gone, and then obviously it got a profile, and then I hadn't seen it at this stage, and then I got a call to go up to Belfast to audition for it.
Sweet.
And I auditioned for a character called Rorge. And I was pretty happy with the audition, but I didn't get it. And then when I saw the guy they cast, I was like, yeah, well, that makes sense, because he looked the part. But they liked me audition, so then they called me back. They came back down to Dublin a few weeks later, and they asked me to come back to read for two different characters. Polliver, the character, which I eventually got, and another character, the Gold Cluck. He's like a kind of a... He's one of the
knights.
Yeah, he's like King's Landing. He's like they're the guys who police King's Landing.
Yeah.
He's this guy who's basically on the warpath looking for a certain person. So I auditioned for both of those parts. And it was weird because the second audition I was going in, and I literally had to go, all right, audition for one character and then snap out of it and then
audition from one room to the other.
No, literally within for the same person and go, right, this is that first character. Okay, now I'm going to do the next character.
This guy's gifted.
And the funny thing about it was,
this is high level shit he's doing here.
Because I was much happier with the audition I did for the Gold Cluck rather than the one I did for Pollower. And I didn't hear anything for about 3 weeks, and then I just assumed, all right, I didn't get it. Mm. And then got a call off the agent saying the producers from Game of Thrones wanted to meet me in Belfast. This was on a Friday, and they wanted to meet me on the Monday.
Thank you.
So I said, fucking cool. I was like, what's it about? And they were like, oh, they just said they just want to meet you on Monday. So I went up. Just
mysterious, yeah. They could have wanted to kill you. Like,
Who knows? Yeah, bundled into the back of a fucking cab. Yeah. A black cab up in fucking...
You don't want to have that in Belfast.
Yeah.
No.
But went up and I went in fucking... I was brought into a room and I was like, oh yeah, Andy, thanks for coming. So Alec, the director, and Brian, the writer, are in the room. And so you're going to be reading for the next scene with Polliver. And I was like, reading? I was just told I was meeting.
Yeah.
And your mum was like, oh, shit, because this is, like, a second audition. I was like, okay.
Balls,
Your agent like, fucked up, man.
Somebody fucked up.
He messed up.
But
I'm sorry, you know, he or she.
Yeah, but it was a cooperative agency, so it was a group of people. You couldn't really...
Yeah, the ball dropped between the fucking...
But anyway,
he
goes, I can get you a script, and he's like, just come in and meet the director. So met Alec, the director, and he was like, so, right, you haven't had a chance to read this. And he's like, well, do you want to go outside and take 5 minutes to get acquainted with it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just had a look at it. I just fucking scanned over it. And I was like, no, sure. I'll give it a bash here.
Wing
now.
It, yeah.
And he was like,
this guy, seriously?
And I was like, yeah, fuck it. and I read it, and turns out they really liked it, and I chatted away to him for a while. All the while, having never seen fucking Game of Thrones, which I'm delighted I didn't, didn't know who Alex Akharov was.
You came into it completely fresh.
Yeah, and no then missing. Got a call literally first thing next morning saying, yeah, you got the part. It was like, fucking sweet. Then got all my scripts, realised this is a pretty good part. Then I did the IMDb thing. Mm. Alex Akharov, turns out he was the fucking director of photography on The Sopranos. So I was like, delighted I didn't know who he was. I would have fucking shit myself.
So it was fate in a way, really.
I wouldn't call it fate, but it was just, fate. I was fortunate.
Yeah, it was fate. It was. I'm convinced it was. No matter what this dude said.
But anyway, that's kind of how I got the part.
Excellent. Hmm. And we were, a couple of weeks ago, we were slagging Colin Meaney. You've done a thing with Colin Meaney as well.
I did a movie with Colin Meaney.
Oh, tell us all about Meaney.
I got along with him. Although, I think it felt as if he had it in for me because...
Yeah, see?
We were, you saw the movie. Hmm. There's a scene in it where I play a door porter and he kind of, Colin Meaney baits me and Michael McElhattan.
Did he actually lay into you?
Well, no, but it had been choreographed. You know, we had a fucking.
I can imagine him shooing an extra.
But trying to dig in.
I was.
You prick, yeah.
About a week before we had to film this scene, I was brought in, and there was me and Colin Meaney and the stunt coordinator, and he was like, right, this is how we're going to do the scene, and the director was there, and basically the way that it transpires in the scene, he hits me in the stomach with a torch, a big fuck off torch, like the security guard's
Maglite,
and it doubles me over, and then he goes as if to clock me on the head. So it's kind of, I got to see it and make as if I'm up in clock. And anyway, he had difficulty. He kept every time he'd swing, like I was standing to the right of him. And he had the torch in his right hand, so it was like a kind of a backhander with the torch into the stomach. So he'd swing like that, but he kept his momentum, kept bringing him around, and like he kind of putting him out of place. But the I think it was like the second time we did it, he hit me anyway with the fake baton, like the rubber one, and I doubled over. But like his momentum carried through, and he ended up like catching me on the forehead with his fucking wedding ring, and like took a fucking gash out of me.
So he Van Damme'd you.
He sucker punched me, but and he was like, "Oh, jeez, you're all right." I was like, "I'm grand." And fucking, it was just a fucking scratch anyway. And anyway, we nailed the scene, and it was eventually the store coordinator, the director were happy. Right, that's how it's gonna go. On the night when we're fucking shooting it, it comes to the moment where he's gonna do it, right, and it's like action, and then boom. Straight in the fucking nuts.
No way.
He fucking caught me straight in the nuts.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's a prick, isn't he?
Meaney will give you a beat down.
Meaney's a prick. Do you know what?
Yeah.
He's so angry because he never actually got to transport anybody. He just stood in that transporter room.
Yeah.
You seen that? You've seen the
I'm just pretending I did. I have no idea what
that was. Are we talking about Star Trek now?
Did you see the online comic book about fucking Chief O'Brien? Have you seen that?
No.
And it's
no
like eight panels of Chief O'Brien standing at the console in the transporter room.
And is it doing nothing? It looks like Meaney, isn't it?
It's Meaney, right? Yeah. He's just standing there doing nothing. It's like three panels. And then he'll just like hit the communicator and he'll be like, Captain, it's written you need transporting.
No,
there'll be just silence. And then there'll be another one where like Picard had, like, it's the same eight panels over and over again. It never ever changes.
Okay.
And that's the beauty of it. They just change the text of it every week.
Right.
But there's one where like Captain Picard kind of fucking uses the communicator and he's like, you know, Chief O'Brien, we're coming on our way down to the transporter bay. We need to be transported onto the next ship. And O'Brien's smiling. He's like, oh, fucking finally, I get to do something. And the next man's like, actually, scratch that. Just transport us from the bridge here straight over. And you see him crying. Because he never gets to see anybody.
What does it mean he get that? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Well, I told you the story before.
Seriously.
A mate of mine has like a stick man tattooed on his leg and it just has an arrow pointing towards it and it just says Colin Meaney.
Yeah.
And he was working in a restaurant in Los Angeles and Colin Meaney came in and he went up to him and he was like, Mr. Meaney, you know, fucking you. Cool look.
Oh,
and he pulled up the leg and showed him the tattoo and he was like,
Meaney goes, fuck's sake. You.
So you travel all over the world and you keep you pooping at the cunts and cool look.
No way.
Yeah. It's do you know what? I'd say he makes a fucking fortune in residuals of those.
Oh, yeah.
A mate of mine did a play last year in Stratford in the RSC. He did The Merchant of Venice with Patrick Stewart, who was playing Shylock.
Yo.
And Patrick Stewart, I don't know how fucking true this is, but Patrick Stewart said to him, or whether he heard this in fucking passing, that apparently he gets $2 million a year alone in residuals.
Next Generation.
There you go. Jesus Christ. It's still been shown everywhere. Like.
Yeah, and like fucking Colin Meaney was in that for years.
He was pretty much from the get-go.
Make it so. Yeah. Going to transport someone who's pricks. Yeah,
didn't he manage to sneak the word bollocks into an episode, didn't he?
He might have.
Really?
Apparently so, yeah.
Look, I think I've seen all the Next Generation, but years ago when it was forced on, you know.
And what was he in Deep Space Nine?
No, Next Generation.
Next Generation.
I think he had a couple of cameos, actually, maybe.
Was mainly in Next Generation?
Yeah,
I thought he was in some band.
No, he was not. He was fucking Chief O'Brien. Like, yeah. He had like entire episodes.
No idea.
Why didn't you watch? Why aren't you into anything?
I'm glad I don't watch that.
But you're not into anything.
Into what? I love things.
You're not, what? Like what?
Shoes. I like things. No, what do you mean? Like TV shows? I like TV shows.
You don't.
I do.
What's your favourite TV show?
Of all time?
Yeah.
The X-Files.
The X-Files.
Top three TV shows.
The X-Files.
What's wrong?
I just never got into it.
The top three TV shows are The Wire, The X-Files.
Oh, The Wire, yeah.
And it could either be it's a toss-up between Deadwood and something else I can't remember.
The Sopranos.
No, I never watched that.
Oh, man.
I'll have to.
If you like Deadwood and The Wire, yeah, I'm going to
catch up.
The
I will catch
up. The Wire is phenomenal.
The Wire is...
You know what I think the most underrated television show of all time is? And I think I've talked to you about this before.
Sons and Daughters.
I know. Would you believe I could sing? I'm not going to do this. I know the theme tune. You probably do.
I do. Yeah.
Give us a bar of it. Give us a bar.
Sons and daughters, love
Andy Keller. That's all I know.
As far as I was concerned, the most underrated, and it was popular at the time, but it's kind of died off, and nobody talks about it anymore. Is 6 Feet Under.
A lot of people like that.
Absolutely fucking phenomenal. I started rewatching it again the other day.
It's
phenomenal. Like from start to finish. That and Oz is fantastic.
Oz, fucking amazing. HBO.
They're
HBO.
All pretty much HBO shows.
HBO, yeah.
Big Love is fantastic.
I need to watch that.
Really, really good.
Eastbound and Down is HBO.
Eastbound
and Down. Oh, the other one I was thinking of is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb is fantastic.
I kind of zone in and out.
But the problem with Curb Your Enthusiasm is that there's no kind of difference between the episodes. Just like Larry comes on, something weird happens, he reacts badly to it and spends the rest of the episode
apologizing.
It's kind of set in the real world, but just the boundaries of realism are just a bit too fucking stretched.
So none of that stuff has ever happened to you? You never got in a fight in a queue or...
Oh yeah, you know. Actually, yeah, funny story. I got in a very fucking vicious fight it's not a funny story. I got in a very vicious fight in Galway, queuing for a cab.
No way.
A Scottish fella.
On a New Year's Eve kind of thing?
No, it was just, I think I was leaving work and it was during the Celtic Tiger and there was just fucking shitloads of people around. So it was a busy, busy cab rank. And I don't know, I was just...
Some guy tried to downstream you?
I queued. I'd say there was about 5 people in front of me.
Hmm.
Maybe 6. And I was like, queuing. And it's a pet peeve for me, people fucking jumping queues. I'm like...
Big style.
Yeah, I'll let a lot of stuff slide, but that is like, no. And I wasn't being a dick. This guy came fucking up the road, pissed with his girlfriend.
Straight in.
I was literally the next person. I was like, you're fucking joking me. And then I was like, sorry, lad, I'm next. And he just immediately, fuck you, fucking whatever. And then it just kicked off and we ended up.
Did you represent yourself well? Did you beat him into a pulp?
Not the bollocks out of me.
Good, that's what I'm talking about.
We don't promote fucking violence on this fucking show.
I'm asking him what he did to you, man. I'm not promoting it in any way.
But it was his girlfriend. Yeah. It was his girlfriend. Tore the fucking face off me.
Jesus.
Great crack.
Yeah.
So you were in Vikings for an episode or two as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Did you like it though?
Oh no, I didn't enjoy working on Vikings at all.
You banging that thing as the loudest thing in the world.
No, I didn't.
He's trying to fuck the table. He's trying to ride the table.
Wrecking this shit.
Yeah.
You didn't like Vikings?
No. It was...
Was it just a weird set or?
I don't know what it was. I couldn't...
And did you have lines and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You were a Viking or were you?
No, I was a Saxon.
All right.
Maybe that's what I didn't like.
Yeah, you didn't like it. It just didn't feel right in that skin.
What's his face was in that? That mad bastard.
David Murray, that was here.
Man,
and I was actually, I was one of his deputies.
That's right.
He's
a fucking lunatic. He done it. They done a short movie in here called No More Messages.
Yeah.
And he, you know him, David Moore? You remember that fucking ad for Terminal 2 in the airport? That's the most famous thing I can remember.
He was in Batman Begins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I want to just say, because I was gonna ask you about him tonight. I'm a fan of that dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's a fan of mine.
And you know what?
He's a fucking great actor.
Can I step in here for a minute? Because, right?
Go.
He was in a film called, was it Skip? Where he's going around, I'm not sure, it was a one-word name. And he's basically just going around to parties and stuff. It's an Irish movie. And it was really good.
That was a documentary. I'm not messing with
that. Yeah, probably was.
But what I'm saying is, and then he was, I thought he was amazing in that ad, right? It was like, this guy's too good for this ad.
He carries
and then
himself so well.
He did an ad about the advertising industry. He was like, start spending money on ads. This kind of stuff. And he's like, he went through all these things. And he's just got so much
Charisma.
And when he speaks, you're like,
he's sitting up going like that.
Yeah. And he was amazing in Batman. I thought, the little role he had in that. Where are you? That one. But I just think, why hasn't he done more? Because I think he's...
Well, you know what the story... I'll tell you a story right now, right?
Is he going to feasibly listen to this and come...
Probably not.
He was in here a couple of weeks ago. He came in a couple of weeks ago. He drops in randomly.
Listen,
the middle of the night wearing sunglasses.
I think that dude is awesome.
He's brilliant.
If he comes in here, I'm going to be like...
He's a lovely, lovely man.
He's a fucking sound.
Right.
But he is a fucking maniac.
Andy has just said he's going to introduce me to this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
I think I have his phone number somewhere.
Keep going. I don't know.
We can ring Cole.
Oh, how are you?
Exactly.
Where are you?
Do you know what? If we rang him now, he totally
would. Yeah, he'd come in.
Are
we going on the piss, lads?
Where are you? Exactly.
You're in a bar.
Yeah.
Drink.
He's a fucking man.
Wisely all over my TV.
He's a brilliant actor.
Well, he's fantastic. He told me a story about Iron Man 2.
Right.
Yeah.
He was due to be in.
He was supposed to be Whiplash. He was supposed to have Mickey Rourke's role.
Yeah.
Right? He was getting groomed to be like the next big fucking thing, right?
Not surprising, yeah.
The whole deal was, apparently he had a night of excess and got done with particular...
Yes, yeah.
He got done driving under the influence.
Yeah.
And he was kind of built out of the country. So he didn't have a work visa and all this type of shit. And they went with Plan 2, which was an established act.
Mm.
They wanted to bring someone new in, apparently, to be Whiplash to go up against Iron Man. And they were able to call him Mickey.
And he was supposed to be having a big role. He was supposed to have a big role in, was it... He was
G.I. Joe.
He was in that, and he had a small role.
Yeah,
but he's supposed to have a much bigger role. It was very strange.
I think he was to be the villain in that.
Yeah, but he was then. He just.
I've never spoken to him about it, but
in the very beginning. No, I think that dude. I think he's got it. It'll come. I think it'll come for him.
If he comes in again, I'll ask him to do it because he'll do it.
I hope
it does. You give me whiskey and coke, and I'll do it.
I think I
spent a week with that dude in here, man. I'll tell you stories off fucking microphone, but dude was insane.
Yeah, but I just, and you're in the game, so you're looking at it through the eyes of someone who's in there. I'm a lay person in that respect, but I think he's great.
He is. He's fantastic. He's a great actor. He's just a mad bastard.
So I mean, you can literally get him in here.
I don't know. I mean, I could try.
I could text him. I think I have his phone number somewhere.
Yeah, this is great.
And we probably shouldn't really be talking about this when we're recording, but hell never.
Yeah, yeah.
We've only been nice about the guy, you know?
But the thing about it is, he'd be like an entertaining guy, because he'd probably come in drunk and all sorts of
things. But that's the thing about him as well. Like, I love the guy, and I get along well with him, but you never know what the
fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we love that, though.
I've had him in here, and he's been fine. He's come in, had one point, or he's come in and had a cup of coffee. And then I've had him roll up here at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Banging on the door.
Yeah, fucking with a horde of people.
Yeah.
You know, we've been up for a week. You know? But yeah, he's a good fella.
What's he doing at the moment? Do you know?
He's always working.
He's always doing stuff, is he?
Yeah. I watched Vikings. I think the second season.
Vikings, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. I liked it. I thought it was a good drawing.
I was one of his kind of right-hand men on the horse.
I liked it. I just thought it was a little bit dry, maybe. But what I found weird about it is they sucked all the colour out of it. Right, in post-processing.
So they made it blue and grey.
But it was just real, green.
Green, okay.
Yeah, it was real weird.
That wouldn't strike me for a Viking color.
And everything was just real kind of dull and muted and stuff like that.
Your man was really nice, the main guy, Travis.
Isn't he Swedish or something?
You know, he's Australian.
He's Australian, isn't Australian.
Who, what else has this dude been in?
They did a TV series of Tarzan a few years ago.
Yeah, wasn't he a model? That was an underwear model
to
begin with.
He's a ridiculously good looking person.
He's a handsome chap.
I'd fucking give him. But he's
make sure that you
there's no ego to him. He's just, because there was a few egos flying around on this. I'm not going to fucking mention names, but he was the least egotistical.
He's just talking about himself.
Just a really nice dude. You'd always just see him hanging out, having the crack with the extras, and just.
Hey, you normal guy. So I'm really hot.
He's a farm boy from the middle of Australia, and that's like he does two or three big fucking things a year, and then just goes home and spends his time on his farm.
Because there's a big fucking gap of time between the seasons.
On what?
Big time on that Vikings thing.
I know nothing about it. Who cares?
Who cares?
I was in it and then I watched it and I didn't like it.
Gabriel Byrne's in it. As far as I'm concerned, like one of the worst Irish actors.
I will call you on that because I worked with him on a TV series there last year and I thought he was
Quirk.
Quirk, yeah.
Yes. You're down in Island Bridge, yeah?
I was, yes. I was down on Island Bridge.
That's my hood. It's my neighbourhood.
Is it? Yeah, because I filmed Ripper Street down there.
It's a big high. It's the Hollywood of Ireland.
I went to school.
Island Bridge.
Island Bridges. Did you?
You know the Irish school in there? In the park. Yeah. I went to school there.
Island Bridge is great. Yeah, it's my hood now.
I just don't like him.
Gabriel. No, and you know what? I like him. He's a really nice man as well. I got the best compliment I've ever got from a. Sorry, I'm banging the table.
He's illustrating his compliment.
From that I've ever gotten. Like, I know I would never go fishing for compliments, but it's nice when you get.
You ever go fishing?
He literally fished for compliments.
Mates of mine used to go fishing when they were younger, and I just found it the most boring.
I love fishing, man. I don't eat fish. I don't eat meat.
We need to see what Gabriel Byrne said to this.
What?
We need
to I'm getting to back into it now.
I don't want to lose this thread.
All right, go. What did he say
to know.
Anyway, yeah.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about anymore.
Spent a day filming with him. Really nice scene, me and him. Back and forth dialogue, which was great. Found him to be really nice, just chatting away. But anyway, when I'd done my scene, went back to my trailer, getting changed.
Look, he says that's all loud.
Caravan,
yeah. It's more like a caravan. It's more like a caravan.
He says it not the way Meany would.
Yeah.
I went back to my two trailers. He says it real blasé. Yeah. That's all right, that's true. Yes, he went back to your trailer.
And getting changed, and... so rap on the door, and I opened the door, and it was Gabriel Byrne, and he shook me hand. He was like,
"Hide this gun from me."
Exactly. Yeah. You haven't seen me. Right?
I'm Satan,
the Godfather. Do I'll come and collect it?
Take the gun, leave the cannoli.
Exactly.
Oh no, take the cannoli, leave the gun.
Did your man say, "Look in your heart"? To him, was that him? Look in your heart. In Miller's Crossing.
Oh, yeah. Where's your humanity?
Was that said to Byrne? I don't know.
That was, what was his name?
John Turturro.
John Turturro.
Look in your heart.
Where's your humanity?
So he knocked on your trailer, which
it's a shit story, but it meant a lot to me.
Absolutely. But listen, that's a fucking well established actor. Yeah, he took the time to talk to you, you know?
He shook my hand and he was just like, really, really enjoyed your performance. I thought you were really good. It was great acting, obviously. I was like, nice. Right. He didn't have to do that,
but I paid him a couple of hundred bucks to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
Did anybody see that?
For the rights to the story. No, that's cool.
That's excellent, man.
Maybe saying he's the worst actor is fucking.
You're gonna have to dial it. I wasn't with you on that because I like Bryn.
Yeah,
I do. He's never. It's never gonna fucking scream it out like fucking Al Pacino or anything like that.
And think about it. He is a really big star.
Well, I tell you,
you know.
The last thing I seen him in was Vikings, and I thought he was fucking atrocious in it.
But maybe it's just because Vikings,
right? And that maybe that's sticking in my mind because when I think back to like stuff that I've seen him in, he's been alright.
You know what I mean?
What was that Patricia Arquette thing with the fucking devil?
Oh yeah, Stigmata.
Stigmata. That was alright. Yeah,
he was okay.
He's good in Treatment. He's very good in Treatment.
In Treatment, I don't remember seeing it.
I think that's a HBO show as well.
Is it?
He plays a psychiatrist.
Oh yeah, I never watched that. I meant to watch that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Fucking hate shows with doctors and. Psychologists. Too many to fucking.
There is too many.
It's like cop shows, man. There's just too many cop shows.
House is overrated.
House is alright for the first two seasons. Then it's like fucking. You kind of work out the formula. Yeah, you work out the formula, and you're like, oh yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah.
It's like a mystery show, except it's a doctor.
It's like Columbo by the fucking end of it. It's
so sick.
I got just one more.
There was one before that was just spreading fucking rumors, man. I've seen shit on House because I had the first couple of seasons of House on DVD, and. I remember on a couple of occasions seeing like medical prognosis that I thought that sounds a bit fucking suspect, and I looked
medical
it up, prognoses and it was bollocks. There was one about people catching fucking herpes off toilet seats and all this type of shit. Apparently
that's bollocks.
Can't be done.
Yeah.
And there was a whole episode about this this dude who got herpes and his wife thought he was cheating on him, and then told her she got fucking herpes because she caught it off him. And then House just walked in, "Have you used a public toilet recently?"
Oh,
and then your mom's like, "Yeah, like last week at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday." Like, you remember the whole thing, so yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, because I was there before you, and I have herpes.
So fucking, some of it's just being fucking
what
dodgy
a lot of
shit.
Crap.
Yeah, nonsense all you. So have you got anything good coming up, Andy?
I want to talk about the hit producer. Talk to me about this, baby.
The hit producer. Yeah. The hit producer is a low budget Irish.
See, I like wordplay. I like wordplay, and the title is kind of a play.
Yeah, yeah.
And that appeals to me immediately.
It's about a... It's about
simple mind.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're a great band, yeah. What do you mean?
It's like that band, Shy Talk.
Yeah. Shy Talk.
Shit Talk.
Bollocksology as well, they're good.
Bollocksology, Scutterology.
Shy Talk.
So what is the hippo? You were talking to me about this earlier, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about anything.
I've researched this guy with all the government bodies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a file on this guy.
I'm writing a paper on you.
Yeah,
I have a team of people.
So what is it?
It's a low-budget Irish crime movie. It's about this woman who's a film producer.
Yeah.
And who gets Well, I don't want to give away the plot.
It's grand, man. I'm not going to watch
she's
it.
She's involved in certain nocturnal activities.
Nefarious activities.
Yes.
Through no doing of her own. She's forced to do it for the welfare of her family, and she develops a taste for it, and then decides to enact revenge on the people who made her do it.
Yeah.
And it's Michelle Doherty.
Yo-Yo.
I don't know who that is.
Feeling you, Michelle, wherever you are right now.
Would I know her? She's an Irish model, and she used to host that show.
Which was a joke.
Under Ether, the music show.
She does nothing about music, I would venture, but anyway.
No, she's not. I think she does, actually. She does.
She used to go out with Eddie Irvine, which puts a massive play on her, to be honest.
She went out with, what's the fucking Irish rugby player? Dennis Hickey, she went out with him as well.
She checked me out one time in a queue for something.
You're an impressive specimen.
Do you know why I'm doing this podcast?
Why?
Because I want to get with the girl from the teasers ad. I want to get with her.
Oh, from the teasers ad? If this goes online, the Maltesers bar.
The internet is all over the place. I'm thinking if this goes online, it's going to happen at some point.
Maybe. You
know? Yeah.
They don't know what you look like. We have to get like promo shots.
I'm going
to
rely on my voice. And when the horrible truth is revealed, I'll already be in the dark. I'm ready to go.
Leave the lights off.
Yeah.
Get them lights out, you motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Teasers. Teasers.
We veered from the subject.
Anyway, yes.
Bring him the fucking towel down with your chocolate
top. I looked at your character name and it's like Anto Bourne or something like that, isn't it?
Anto McNamee.
There you go. Anto McNamee. And so we can guess what he's up to with that name.
There's a theme.
Yeah.
In everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scumbag. I'm a door port.
But you changed your Twitter thing. Your Twitter thing used to say, "Hi guys, listen, I'm the good guy, but I always play the oh, I moved my thing. I always play the bad guy. I'm a good guy who always plays the bad guy." But he changed it to something else.
What?
I don't know what he changed. I can't.
Come here, do your family always say to you, "When you're doing a film with Robert De Niro and all, do you get all that?"
I imagine that.
He used to get that, but not
when
so
you're
much
doing
anymore.
A film with Kevin Kline.
Now they've actually realised that. Oh, he's serious about the whole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's actually
like
doing it.
7 years ago, it was like, "Oh, so fucking Fair City, is it?"
I know a fella was in Spare City.
you were about to say that.
Spare City.
It's about some electronics place.
I know a fella Spare who was parts. In Fair City. He was just a mate of mine when we were kids, and he was cycling around one day, just acting the bollocks when they were filming it. And they went up to him and said, "I'll give you a fiver to throw a cabbage at somebody."
He handed him a cabbage. You make things up.
I swear to God, he had to be.
This was said to him.
Yeah, yeah. One of the directors or the fucking producers or whatever random punter that they just pay to hang around. Went over and said, "Listen, we need a kid to throw cabbage at somebody for a shot." He was like, "All right, yeah."
I mean, if they're throwing cabbages at people, I will watch Fair City now.
That
sounds good to me.
It sounds Shakespearean.
Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Throwing a cabbage. Somebody's in stocks in the main street. They're throwing cabbages at him.
Yeah.
What has he
outside
done?
Outside
what kind of crime has he done to you know? He's looked at somebody else's
money. Yeah, that's when we were kids.
For unlawful carnal knowledge.
Absolutely. When I was a kid, because my parents lived beside the Gravedigger's pub.
Yeah,
in Glasnevin, they used to do loads of fucking film and movies.
I filmed right beside there.
This guy has filmed everywhere. George Gently.
I've been everywhere, man.
I've filmed everywhere.
And when we were kids, we used to go down and just annoy the shit out of the filming groups down there. You know, they'd have like catering trucks and all this type of shit.
I remember where I grew up.
Give us a bowl of soup.
We used to get fed. Our mad send us down to get fed.
But people like you brought productions away from. They were filming. They filmed a Statoil ad with that blog from Mighty Ducks. Remember that evil guy?
The evil guy.
He was the evil guy. He was in the Statoil ads. Remember him? The guy from wherever Statoil were from.
The Norwegian.
Yeah. He was a Norwegian actor. He was the evil team manager in Mighty Ducks.
I fucking saw that movie when I was two.
They're wearing black. They're wearing all black. But he was making... They made a couple of ads, so they were making another one in the place where I'm from. And they had to move the production. People were like, "Go on now, da."
Really?
And I'm like, "No, silence, please. Everybody be quiet. We're filming."
Like,
fuck you, mate.
Well, you were talking about The Devil's Own. And the same thing. I was in Inchicore, living in Inchicore.
No way.
Around about that time. And a lot of that, I guarantee you, a lot of that movie was held up by just little dicks being fucking arseholes.
There's a video on YouTube where you can look at the set that they built. And they have a royal post office and all that kind of stuff. And they have all the barricades that are at the end of the roads up in the north, you know, separate into the different communities. And there's all these little scrolls going,
It was a bit like that when we were young. But what they used to do was when we were too loud or we were acting the bollocks when they were trying to film, they'd send off one of the fucking assistants over to the spa and they'd come back with like 30 or 40 Porky Pig ice pops.
That's excellent.
And they'd hand them out to the kids to shut them up. Yeah.
So long as you have it in your gob, you're good.
You know, that's it. It's like Porky Pigs for everybody. Yeah, they're always Porky Pigs. Them fucking pear lollipop things.
Give me a fast. Like, we have 10 minutes for these fuckers finish their Porky Pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll destroy the
fucking
thing.
Go, go, go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's get this shit done.
Yeah, man, 10 minute window. Was always in it. Remember, you used to do that? Was the ad for Bass?
Who was in it?
The big fat fuckers. Norm, was it? From Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
George Went.
Is that him? He used to be there filming the ads for Bass.
Was he in the ads for Bass?
Yeah, yeah. You
which one was called Frank and something?
Or maybe it was Smiddix. I can't remember.
There's a guy in Cheers.
Rutger Hauer was down there?
No, he did the Guinness ads, remember?
He did that shit. Wasn't there a guy in Cheers called Frank and something or other? I don't know. That bit in The Devil's Own was quite good.
Frankincense, that was the Belfast.
Frankincense. The Belfast thing they did in Jaguar, that was a good scene. That was well done. Like the
They took a fucking nosedive after
where the Land Rovers come up and skid and there's a shootout, but it did take a nosedive. But Pitt came out after.
There's a Eurostar now where that was.
Yeah. And the bridge is different. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what actors?
Actors.
You know the way they act.
They did that. I don't get acting.
You know the way they
I thought I was going to have to do a bit of acting here on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got a phone call on Saturday.
Yeah, I heard about this shit.
And I think, I don't know whether it was for like Republic of Telly or something like that. They were doing something about the 12 pubs at Christmas. And I got a phone call saying, listen, can we use the bar?
Yeah.
So I'm there, listen, right, it's my day off, I'll come in. And they're like, are you available to be in a scene? We just need you to kind of stand there and give out to somebody for a minute.
Did they give you cash for this?
No, fuck that. You won't get a penny.
Ah, that's crap.
Did they pay for using the bar?
No. They didn't show up.
What kind of a fucking...
They fucking didn't show up.
What kind of a place are you running?
I was here for hours waiting on them. I had my hair done and everything.
You're taking money off me to be on this, and you're taking money off them. Watch
me, jocks.
Yeah. I was fucking here waiting for them for hours, and I finally found your... I think her name was Claire. I found their phone number, and I rang her. And I was like, listen, what's the story? Are you coming? She was like, oh, no, I was just about to ring you there.
For 6 hours, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, we ran over time in the last location, and some of the crew were called off to another shoot, so I don't think it's going to happen. It was like, oh, yeah, nice one. That's what fucking telling me, like.
Yeah.
So sitting here in my best clobber.
Yeah, we're sitting here looking really fancy. Yeah.
No bottoms on.
No, I was going to say about actors.
That doesn't matter, because you can't see you on the bar.
So. We're going to have to grill this guy, because actors, you know, what they do is act. But a lot of them have little stuff that they've written. Oh, what have you got?
I'm in a streak of writing at the moment.
Tell you, this dude, I knew it.
You knew it?
I knew.
He's an auteur.
He's
the theatrical,
version
of Anne and Barry. This
guy's going to... We'll be basking in his blown if he is. He's going to write us into some shit.
me and you should write the fucking Anne and Barry the movie.
Yeah, and have him as Barry and Anne.
What was the match? No. What was the English match? Sonics or Sonar? What was it called?
That's the one that was worth money then. Yeah, they re-released it.
What was that called?
Shit. Oh, the poetry.
Those books are like vinyl now.
Yeah.
Soundings.
Yes. Fucking Soundings.
I remembered something.
And it fucking had that green kind of 70s looking wallpaper on the front.
Yeah, but then that became very, as you said, that became really sought after.
Did it?
And they reissued it like they would have a record now. It's been put back out again.
So what are you writing? Are you writing a movie, a TV show, short movie?
I've written a short movie.
Hmm.
Are
you in it?
I'm in the process of writing a horror movie.
Oh, fantastic.
No way.
Yeah. No, actually, and I'm not going to be in the short movie.
Really?
No, I'm not. When I started writing it, it kind of just went in a direction that, I had a kind of a main character in mind, and he's very different from me.
Mm.
And then all the kind of ancillary characters that I wrote around it, none of them really suit me. So, and that doesn't bother me.
None of them suit him.
They're all lovely.
Yeah. They're too nice.
I actually really want to play just a nice person for a second.
They're fucking boring, though. Yeah.
I think you could pull it off.
Be a nice fella.
Yeah, I think you could do it. That's his next thing, I think.
Yeah. The next movement. My next growth as an actor.
A friendly clown.
That's it, yeah.
But they say that about like professional wrestling. I don't tell you to drag it completely, of course. Well,
yeah.
That's acting.
Absolutely. They fucking love being the baddies. Because apparently being like the good guy is what they call faces. They hate being faces because it's just boring. They do the same shit every night, you know. Like,
and it's the baddies who stick in your memory.
Absolutely.
No wrestler has stuck in my memory. Why would it stick in your memory?
Because it's fucking wrestling.
No, it's fucking stupid.
You don't like anything.
Of course, you must remember fucking Hulk Hogan.
Of course, I remember all
that. Man, Randy Savage and all those dudes.
Ravishing Rick Rude, Snake the Jake.
Snake the Jake! I went down the piss with Jake the Snake Roberts one night.
He's a crackhead.
Yeah, he was. He's clean now.
RIP, no, he's not.
He's not dead, no.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Fucking alive and kicking, yeah.
You went to the piss on him, man?
Yeah, it's a long story, but I was involved in pro wrestling for a couple of years.
Yeah.
trained to be a professional wrestler.
You were calling yourself Stargirl, weren't you, at the time?
Stargirl!
Weren't you? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It sounded good, though. It sounded quite believable. He'd wrap himself up in a Starbar.
That's a Stargirl!
Raising in the sky!
And then you float down Stargirl. And jump on someone.
Stargirl. Oh, yeah. Dude, Star jumps off the top rope.
Special move. Just fucking fall on somebody.
Or you could be Shergar in a tag team with Sher. Shergar. And Sher comes up. Dude, I'm really, really, really love him.
He just disappears.
No one can find him. At the end of the match, he's gone. Whatever happened to Shergar?
Find him 4 years later, buried under the ring.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I nearly got sick there.
Wow, you are really getting... I think you're turning into me.
Why?
You're having some kind of a...
I'm dying, I caught your death.
Philosophical death thing.
But yeah, no, I went to England and I trained to be a professional wrestler. And I swear to God,
I knew you were on the fringes. I didn't know.
No, I ran shows over here as well.
I knew you
I thought you were a bit flowery. I didn't think you were full on gay.
Yeah. There's a video of me floating around somewhere doing a promo.
Get the fuck.
I swear to God, I have a copy of it somewhere on VHS.
Floating around where? Where is it floating around so I can...
In my gaff.
Oh, yeah. So
no, it's online somewhere as well.
Your parents have
blown it.
WrestlingFlops.com.
Oh, man, I fucking love that shit. I don't really like it that much anymore. It's the closest industry to porn, right?
Yeah.
It's basically porn without sex. That's all it is. Yeah. Same meat market fucking politics. Like, it's...
Yeah. And terrible fucking plots.
Yeah,
it's fucking rampant with fucking drug use and death and stuff like that, you know, it's riddled, but I had fucking great fun doing it, but we ran shows over here.
I know a girl who's in Miami now.
She got a contract with WWE.
She's training, her name is Rebecca Quinn, but her wrestling name is Becky Lynch, and they've even made her dye her hair red.
Oh yeah, they'll
go crikey.
They'll do all that,
But she's really into it. She's a really good actor, and she's mad into her fucking fitness, and she seems to be doing really well.
She started off with Irish Whip Wrestling, didn't she?
She did it years ago, and then she went to drama college.
Yeah.
With my girlfriend, that's how I know her. And then she got back into it, and they've given her a contract, so they're paying for her to be over there.
Yeah. She's in development at the moment.
She seems to be.
They moved. They had where did you say she was in Florida now?
I think she's in Florida. They were in a place called Ohio Valley.
Wake me up when you finish talking.
But this is actually fucking crazy, interesting shit. But anyway, let's jump ahead. Blah blah blah.
No, sorry.
I went out on the piss.
Okay.
With Jake the Snake Roberts. When I say I went out on the piss with him, he asked me where he could buy some crack. And this is the Sunnybank Hotel in Glasnevin, by the way. Right.
Yeah. 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus. No crack in Dublin.
No.
There was crack. I mean, there was crack.
I wanted crack at the time.
Bigara crack.
Yeah.
But he asked me where there was crack. I said, I don't think you can get crack over here, man. And he said, like, well, what's close to it? And I was like, dude, I don't fucking know. Like, a pint.
Yeah. And, 25 pints of Guinness.
A fucking wham bar.
the black end of a Desperate Dan bar. But he was like, no, I don't drink. I was like, alright, fair enough.
He does crack and he doesn't drink.
Was he Wilson? I don't.
There's
touch
fucking,
the stuff.
There's a fucking oxymoron.
Where's the crack?
And so he went to his room. Yeah, I went down to remember
pacing the fucking room.
If you remember a guy, in the 80s and early 90s called Tatanka. He was supposed to be in Native America. I went down to piss with him. He tried to convert me to Christianity and all this type of shit. I don't know what the fuck he is, to be honest.
Oh no, he was a Native American Indian.
He's a fucking lunatic, is what he is. He was a proper batshit fucking crazy. He just tried to convert everybody to be a Christian. All he did was quote kind of Bible verse.
Boring to tanker.
Yeah, absolutely.
To wanker.
Some of the lads were fucking bang on, but they were hard times. He ran loads of shows. And
Julia the Snake Roberts. Eric the Snake Roberts. Love him. Love Eric Roberts.
You love Eric Roberts?
Love Eric
best
Roberts.
Best of the best.
Didn't Mickey Rourke make that speech?
Oh, Mickey Rourke basically is, he's like, Eric Roberts is the greatest actor.
Really?
All fucking time.
He was. Was it his? Was it Directors Guild or the Golden Globes or whatever?
It was
one of
when
the speeches.
He won, when he
was
won
the
he,
Oscar.
When he no, because he won the one, the precursor to the Oscars. He won the Best Actor for The Wrestler, and he started ranting about fucking Eric Roberts.
He said, "Listen, you've given me a chance," which is bollocks because The Wrestler was his return. If you look at his filmography, he was making films all the time.
He's in loads.
Bollocks.
He's in loads. Because he's in. I actually think it's a great movie. Man on Fire, Denzel Washington.
That was fucking amazing. Yeah. He was on the other night.
He's got quite a bit.
He got the Chihuahua in it.
That's a fucking great
revenge movie. It's a Michael Mann movie, isn't it?
Tony Scott.
Tony Scott. Oh, was it Tony Scott?
Yeah. The other one. You know his cameo in The Pledge?
The Pledge.
Absolutely wonderful. It's a great movie, and his cameo is exceptional. But like, Rourke made this speech saying, listen, you've given me a chance. Give Eric Roberts a chance.
He was in the second Batman movie.
Exactly. You see Eric Roberts in Batman.
He was Falcone in it, wasn't he?
That guy has the bollocks. He's very good.
You know the thing about him is that like he'll disappear for years and he'll assume he's just kind of fucked off into obscurity. And then he'll just pop up in Batman with like a big role. What the fuck, Eric Roberts?
Big old role, yeah. And he carried it really well as well.
I think Christopher Nolan's kind of like Tarantino in a way like that. Because did you notice? Drag him up. Did you notice in Inception? Tom Berenger is
in Inception.
He hadn't been in it.
He's a fucking great actor.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Wouldn't recognise him now. He looks like a fucking square balloon, his face does.
He's Tom Berenger?
Yeah.
He's brilliant in Platoon.
He's good. Berenger's good.
What's the Irish Berenger?
The what?
Is there an Irish guy? What's his fucking name? He was in that Robin Hood movie.
Oh, Bergen.
Bergen.
Yeah.
Why is he the Irish Berenger?
What the fuck, Patrick Bergen.
He's gone off the fucking.
He's just gone.
He's doing fucking mad music.
His brother was in Glenroe, wasn't he?
I've done a sponsored sleep out.
There you go.
A sponsored sleep out for charity when I was in fucking secondary school. And we were up on Dawson Street in the fucking archway of that church, you know, and we all had like
we had
tarpaulins over us and stuff, and he showed up locked at about 2:30 in the morning with some woman. He was like, "What are you doing?" We're like, "Oh, we're sleeping out for charity, it's for the homeless shelter." And he was like, "Alright," and he gave me £1.
A pound.
That was like
17,000.
That was like land back then. And he gave me £1, and he was like, "There you go." And I put it in my pocket and give it to the homeless people.
Fucking hell. I remember doing that. Oh, no, I shouldn't say this.
Classic.
No, let's move on.
Anyway, let's go back. Big kick the microphone.
Edits himself. It's all good.
Ah, yeah. We can go back. We can record like 17 hours. I'll get like the best 10 minutes of it.
Just cut all of Andy's bits out.
Yeah. Cut them out. So you're writing a horror movie.
Yes.
We went off on a big tangent then. We'll go back to this. Crazy. You're writing a horror movie.
I like the way it goes off when we start talking about something.
That means we have passion.
I've written a short movie. Yeah. And this horror, I hope... Well, I'm writing it with the aim of it being a feature.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because it was actually... I was in here one night and I was watching...
It's horrible
fucking,
in here, yeah.
I like the way you leave the horror channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Kev leaves
the filth of that horror channel.
Leaves
the turkey movie was on one night. Remember that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Heavily Sky News on.
Sky or ITN News or
fucking horror. At least with the horror channel, there's something fucking, even though the sound is off, it's different.
Yeah.
Sky News is fucking the sun newspaper for people who can't read, and it's just the fucking same fucking blah, 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 ramming it down your
throat. So you're writing Weird Turkey too.
But you know what?
Weird Turkey. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
I've never seen a good Irish horror movie. And. What I'm writing maybe a pile of bollocks.
Shrooms wasn't good, and that one with the cows wasn't good either.
The sheep, you mean?
There was one with cows. Oh, fucked up shit.
I haven't seen that.
So you think
Shrooms?
It's okay.
I suppose it's the best of whatever there is. But I'm big into fucking psychological horror, so this is more of a kind of.
I think
like the likes of Saw and fucking Hostel, they can't be classed as horror. No, that's just anybody can fucking write gore.
It's horror porn.
It's poxy. I hate all that
exploited
shit.
Gore porn.
Yeah,
something that like really fucking
gorn.
It's like talking about David Lynch earlier. I love David Lynch. He's probably my favorite director.
Yeah,
and his movies, he doesn't set out to create a fucking scary movie, but his movies have some genuinely terrifying moments in them. And part of me would love to see him make a full-on fucking horror movie. And then part of me would fucking be absolutely terrified at what he would fucking
do. You know the way he doesn't use any digital effects? And, you know, in a horror movie, that means you have to get really creative. And often it will look incredible.
Hmm.
Like, what's the bit? Is it Lost Highway?
Oh, it's a fucking
Is that the one where he changes the phone into
call.
Somebody else?
The phone call. Oh, yeah. When he comes
Pullman changes into Getty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like this... Yeah. Isn't that, he's in the drunk tank or whatever.
Yeah, and he becomes a young guy. And
he turns into Balthazar, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was done completely digitally. And all it is him lying down in front of the camera, filmed at a certain speed, and he's shaking his head. and it just and the camera's shaking as well, and it's just so fucking visceral and
horrible. I was talking to somebody about Cronenberg the other day.
Yeah,
I like Cronenberg.
And how fucking batshit crazy that stuff is.
He's eased up, you know. He really has eased up.
Video drama, but
the whole thing about putting things into yourself and all the body horror that
he does. That's
some crazy shit.
I actually like that movie. I thought it was.
I saw it in cinema.
Did he do History of Violence?
Was that Cronenberg? Yeah, and Eastern Promises as well. I
fucking hated those two movies.
Yeah.
I love History of Violence because it was a comic book and I really liked comic
book.
There
are bits in them that you say, oh, that's Cronenberg, because like was there a bit in, what's the other one, Eastern Promises?
I wasn't mad on Eastern Promises.
There's a bit in History of Violence where somebody gets shot with a shotgun
and
chunks come off.
Yeah, like, bits fly off.
That's very Cronenberg. Like Scanners, the fucking head explodes.
Yeah, but I mean, he's really eased up. And he did Spider as well. Is there a film called Spider? Is it Spider?
Did he do Naked Lunch?
Yeah.
I love Naked.
That's fantastic. Yeah, the ship with the typewriter and ridiculous.
Fucking...
But that to me, something like Naked Lunch, just I can think of very few movies that are in that genre. If there is a fucking genre.
Robocop
for
in
Naked.
That,
Robocop is
Peter Weller. He plays he's the main guy.
Yeah, he's the main guy. Yeah. Who was the director? The guy who done Starship Troopers.
Verhoeven.
He did
Robocop as well. Which, and when you look at those movies side to side, they're not a million miles away from each other either. See the trailer for the new Robocop?
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know, man.
But as
like,
I said,
it's gonna be shite. But like,
Kinnaman Power. I love Kinnaman.
You like that deal?
He's a good dude.
Okay,
yeah,
can I just because you talked about it in the last one, and I listened to it. The thing about the new Robocop is great. If you're gonna fucking do Robocop, make it for this age and stop. Like in the fucking ad, right? You've got Dead or Alive. You're coming with me.
Yeah.
His name is Alex Morphy.
No way.
And you've got fucking. There's so many stuff. There's so much stuff. That's a modern take.
Better on
what was in the original.
But it's PG. Just,
why not just fucking put a new twist on it? That's what I love about Christopher Nolan's Batman. His version. It's like
fantastic.
It's nothing like, because I love Tim Burton's.
I fucking hate them. I hate Tim Burton's Batmans.
I love them.
I'm gonna have to step in and separate you two guys here.
I love
them. This could become very ugly.
I loved the fact that they were, you know, Nolan did his own Batman.
Yeah.
Whereas this is just like, why take shit from the original?
I hope Kinnaman comes out of it unscathed. You know, I hope Kinnaman gets
he'll
a career.
He'll do alright. I mean, let's be his kind of breakout role, which is Robocop. But, I've no problem with somebody kind of paying kind of homage to stuff that came. I do have a problem with direct fucking remakes. You know?
Remember Psycho? Vince
Vaughn. Filt.
Yeah.
Filt. Yeah.
An actor
who
needs to fuck off.
Did the same with The Omen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking shot for shot.
Why? Yeah.
No, what's fucking
was Julius Stiles in that?
Yeah, and fucking Liev Schreiber, who I love.
I love
he's
Schreiber.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't stand Stiles.
But what are you talking about? The fucking Boardwalk Empire. I don't like Boardwalk Empire.
Don't really like it.
Boardwalk Empire
is
amazing.
You want to Google
Boardwalk Empire?
Just make myself
I can understand how it's not for everybody.
Google Michael Pitt.
A fucking mate of mine. A mate of mine came up with. He just said the funniest thing when I talked about Boardwalk Empire. He's like, oh no, I can't stand all that Bugsy Calhoun shit.
He's dead right.
You know what I watched the other day? I watched the other day and everybody's all crazy about it, and it's about as like a fucking
Sleepy Hollow.
Nah, fucking American Hustle.
Oh yeah.
It's
listen,
literally
you made a great point. You made a great point. It's like you said somebody's granny did the soundtrack or something.
Oh,
like
it's
that.
So fucking,
you know,
obvious, man.
As well.
Is it?
Oh, shocking.
It's terrible, man.
It's just like somebody got nailed out to my car with the
It's like hot chocolate. Well,
it's
hot chocolate aren't in, I don't think, but it's like
probably
chocolate.
Yeah, I'm
leaving.
I bet you Kung Fu Fighting's in it, is it?
It could be, actually.
It could be in it. It's probably in it.
There's definitely a few Bee Gees tunes, anyway.
There is, yeah. It's fucking, it's so obvious.
But the thing about it as well, I know you've seen it, I haven't seen it, and I won't see it. I will not go and see it. It's a thing that happened in Argo as well, which is
a great
imperialist
movie.
American piece of shit. Absolute fucking rubbish. CIA propaganda bollocks.
Because
I read a book that's about as thick
as... You read a book?
I read a book once. It's the history of the CIA, right? And it was... Argo is a
written
loaded
by George Bush Sr.
No, it was written by some guy who was like... And on the back of the book it says, there were over, you know, whatever, say 50 interviews done. And they're all reproduced word for word.
Yeah.
Every quote can be backed up.
Yeah.
Really good. But the whole Argo thing, bollocks. But what I was going to say about Argo is the hairstyles look fucking ridiculous. And they can no longer do, I don't know why. And
they can't do 70s hairstyles.
They can't do 70s
like
hairstyles
wigs,
anymore.
Don't they?
Cooper, that scumbag, Bradley Cooper, looks fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And Bale, I don't even know why he did that.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on with him? The hairstyles look ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Do you know what else I watched?
Goodbye.
The other day? Yeah, see you later. You know what else I watched? And it's, I don't even know. I can't tell you if it was decent or shite. It definitely wasn't amazing.
Okay, so it's
the remake of Carrie.
Oh yeah, with your one kick-ass girl, isn't that?
What age is she?
Chloe Moretz.
I don't know whether
she's okay now to think.
Is she okay? she's really good looking.
She's okay now to think about.
No, like actually, what age? Like,
she's.
I think she's 19.
Yeah, perfect. 17 at the
she's
least.
She's fucking fantastic.
I thought when I saw that
she's
a hit
girl. She's meant to be 8 or something. So
when I saw that originally, I thought the girl from what's that movie? Disturbia, terrible film. Yeah. I thought it was the girl from that was in it.
No,
Disturbia is that fucking take on Rear Window?
No, it's
Disturbia is what's his face. Well, it's Sheila Booth, isn't it?
It's a little.
Yeah,
bit.
It's Rear Window.
It's a little, right.
What a prick!
But he's looking out his window at her in her swimming in her swimming cocks a lot.
I'm so glad they done the fucking.
That's giving it too much credit, but you're right.
The non pass the torch bit in the last Indiana Jones, that prick. We're not going to talk about that movie because it makes.
I heard a rumor that he's his son in real life.
I'm going to cry. Right?
Is that just a lot of bollocks?
He's a dickbag.
He's an absolute.
Shia LaBeouf.
But there's a, you know, you've seen the last Indiana Jones. It's atrocious. Dreadful. But there's a bit where the fucking the fedora hat kind of blows away and he goes to pick it up. And fucking Ford picks it up and puts it on. He goes, not yet. And I was like, yes,
not yet, you little prick.
Because I lose my fucking mind that happened.
I think he's his son in real life.
Well, that dude from the Boondock Saints was in Young Indiana Jones. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Which was an awesome show.
Do you know what I watched the other day? Sorry not to cut
Dexter.
I watched The Last Crusade, and I didn't realise that River Phoenix
is
what a career he had ahead of him. What a career. He was,
I was like, holy shit.
He was such a good actor at such a young age.
Yeah, great movie as well.
Last Crusade's a great movie. And you want Alison Duty. He's fucking smoking hot.
Alison Duty!
And then didn't fucking do anything after that. She got married. Grace Jones.
You know what I think?
Not Grace Jones, she did a Grace Kelly.
I think she was the bigger person.
She married
Irish.
She married some dude and then gave up her acting career.
And she turned down Basic Instinct.
All I have to do is scream.
She was offered Basic Instinct. Yeah. Turned it down. She was offered that.
Wasn't a fucking. Yeah, she
probably not a bad move there.
Sharon Stone's actually a decent actor.
She was a B movie actress before that, almost. Very good in Casino.
Yeah, Casino's fantastic.
I take a half of these for my whatever. My ulsa. A half. Where's my pills?
Oh God Almighty!
No, Duty. I think I was thinking about it, and I think she made she didn't want to get. I'm just speaking. I don't know her. I'd love to, but I think she just was like, I want to have a family. Fuck this. She did a few things here and there. She's back doing something now. Some TV thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really know.
She still looks great for her age, but like
she does. She's a little bit of her, but you know, nice.
She's getting on now.
She's out in Dorky, I believe. So how
about that? Like how long is fucking River Phoenix dead? Like, you know, so the movie must be 25 years old.
She's
well preserved lady.
Mm.
But no, yeah, he was going to be serious. I remember he was in My Own Private. Was he in My Own Private?
Probably not. Yeah. Didn't he have that thing where he just fell asleep all the time? Wasn't that narcolepsy?
Yeah. Then he fell asleep on crack and died. Yeah.
Maybe he's just having a really long.
We were talking about actually. No, you weren't there. I was talking about Astro Martin earlier about.
Oh yeah.
How they actually quantify death, and how it's changed over the years.
Okay.
And apparently the whole thing with the graveyard shift being that where that originally came from is they'd actually have to have people stationed in graveyards in case they buried people that were still alive by accident.
Oh yeah.
And they have bells.
They had bells. Mm-hmm. Rich people had bells and they had air pipes and all sorts of crazy shit. And apparently there's still some people who are buried with like remote alarms and shit like that as well. Wake up and they press a button and they get dug up. They changed the way.
I'm actually thinking about donating my body to science.
Well, apparently you can do that now and get paid like 10 grand for it. Somebody told me about you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm totally.
You sign a contract, they give you 10 grand.
Pay for it and then get out of the contract.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And live forever.
No, there's a thing about that where you can sell your body to like a private researcher. They give you like 10 grand for your body. They pay you now for it.
Get the fuck.
I swear to God, right? I was reading about this a couple of years ago.
Mm.
I don't know what they do it here in the States.
You don't get to choose what they use your body for.
No, they can blow you up or whatever.
No, you know what they do?
Sex with you.
That too. But you know crash test dummies?
Yeah. They do that shit. They use put dead people.
There's an FBI research facility.
I'd still be in the arts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm on film. Performance.
Check this one. But you know the way when there's a body lying dead and some dude comes along and goes, yes, this body's been dead for blah, 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 XYZ and the length of time. There's a facility, I think it's an FBI facility in the States, and it's walled and all secure and everything. And it's basically a big load of greenery. There's some shady areas, it's different plants and different kind of vegetation. And they just leave bodies dotted around the place
to see how they
monitor how they decompose. And then people come in and study.
In the open.
That's how they write the theory about decomposing.
That's fucked.
So they'll have the people in the shade, people in the light, all this stuff.
That's crazy.
So imagine, if you're working there, and you know, as a student, you will get to go in there and see it for the first time. And if you're not,
it's fucked up. Did you ever hear, you know your man Dennis Penis?
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
Did you work on a unit with him? Did you?
No, I didn't. He was in season 3.
Yeah, okay.
I would have loved to have Paul Kay because I think he's brilliant.
He is,
and he was doing that shit long before Ali G.
And you know what? I love those ads. Just to cut across you again, I have to say, I love the ads.
Oh, those ads. The fucking car scene.
I don't have a TV.
Before the cock, I'm a geezer. Yeah. Another one?
He's doing that Lily Hammer thing with...
Is he?
Yeah.
What is that?
With fucking Little Stevie from the E Street Band.
Stephen Van Zandt. Yeah, still.
What is it?
From Sopranos. It's a new TV show called...
That's shite. That's been out 2 years.
But anyway, going back to the Dennis Penis thing.
Sorry, Andrew.
Decomposition.
Yes.
And he came up to Andrew Lloyd Webber in his guise as Dennis Penis. He's like, Sir Andrew, I hear that you've just been writing pages and pages of music and then just scribbling them out. And Andrew Lloyd Webber goes, no, I haven't been doing that at all. And he's like, really? Because I hear for years now you've been decomposing.
Love that shit. Do you remember you asked Costner? You've been taking the piss out of yourself and putting it back in or something. Something about Waterworld, anyway. He drank his own piss.
I've heard about B movies, but you went even one further. You made a C movie.
And they're just, you see the moment when they're like, was anybody gracious about it? I don't remember.
Do you know who was? Tom Hanks was gracious. Pierce Brosnan was actually quite gracious when he was...
I think Pierce Brosnan could be a bit of an arse.
I'll tell you what, I listen to a podcast. I like Brosnan. You're that nerdist podcast. I'll tell you that you don't like it, but I listened to the Tom Hanks one the other day, and that dude is sound.
He's a dodgy son.
That dude is fucking
cool. He's a rapper. And it's a real weird name, and he's a dodgy guy.
I love the way he reinvented his career. It wasn't a plan, but remember he was the funny guy?
Yeah.
He was like a goofy, funny fool. And he was brilliant. And now he's just like...
a straight guy, yeah. Anyway, that's an hour.
He's Oscar fodder now.
That's an hour. And
shit, I didn't get to talk about anything.
Yeah,
Andrew has not said enough tonight.
That'll happen.
We'll get him back.
We're going to do it again, yeah.
You're going to have to come back.
We'll do another one, and me and you'll just shut up.
Make a couple of more films and come back to us.
I'll have my people meet your people.
Go and do some work and come back to us, you scum.
Right, that's it. That was show 16. Twitter,
We Are Enemy Radio.
Yeah, what is it? Twitter, We Are Enemy Radio.
We Are Enemy Radio.
We're going to have to get some sponsors.
Exactly.
Maybe some sweets.
Brought to you by Thomas House.
Maybe some...
Brought to you by the fucking Indian restaurant across the road.
Electronic restaurants.
And their pakoras.
Yes. No, and also, I don't know how to look on the... I don't know about Facebook.
So, yeah, I've been 33 for an hour and a half now.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, we it's Gar's birthday. Happy birthday, Gar.
Happy birthday,
I'm not happy about it. But I'm going to Fundaland tomorrow.
You thought you were 34, so you gained.
I thought I was 34. I was informed during
the week. Sorry, but I know you're not going to enjoy Fundaland. Why?
I went to Fundaland the other day with my nieces. Yeah. And
through a child's eyes, you might enjoy it.
That was alright.
But you know the way, it's like people, as we're talking
about. Did you get on stuff?
I did, yeah.
We're talking about films a lot, right? People are like, you know, I went to see this film, yeah? Thought it was going to be crap, and it really was totally shite. Don't go to see it then. Yeah. Gar, don't go to Thunderland tomorrow.
No, man, I love Thunderland.
No, you don't.
The last one was there, I brought whiskey with me and I was smashed.
It's
you'd be getting sick of
it. I hadn't been in about 15 years and it's a hell of a lot better than I remember.
Really? Is there still vomit covered in sawdust?
And there's still scotch ass all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And was it in the RDS?
Yeah, it's still in the same place.
Well, I'm never going to go to it, so that's fine.
You don't do anything, you miserable bastard.
We're going to have to talk about this again.
Right.
You're doing this deliberately at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast, that you
cursed.
Won't add a hate you.
Yeah, you love that. All right.
Good luck.
All right, I'm Gar.
Thanks to Andy. I'm on.
And he's on.
Exactly. Right, thanks to Andy, and see you next week. Good luck.